Time now for a look at sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Taking a look at some highlights from the state track and field championships yesterday, Chailey Rath of Trainer defended her state title in the Class 1A girls high jump on Friday afternoon at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, as Rath cleared 5 feet, 8.25 inches for the victory, and set a new Class 1A record in the process. She broke the previous record of 5 feet, 8 inches that was set in 2004 by Jenny Elbert of Lawrence Marathon. The Griswold Tigers girls track team is in the lead of the Class 1A team standings at the 2012 state track meet, which was held yesterday for day two, as day three is taking place today, the final day, as Griswold currently holds 30 team points and leads second place Earlham by 6 points. Griswold Tigers have two events competing on Saturday, with the sprint medley team running in the opening event of the day, and both Rebecca Topham and Alex Flippin running in the 1500-meter finals. Topham and Flippin finished 1-2 in the 3,000-meter run, so they look for a strong showing in the 1,500 meters as well. Elsewhere, taking a look at girls' track results from yesterday, in the 4x200-meter relay finals in Class 3A, it was Shelley Jacobson coming in first place, as also Cassidy Craig came in third place. She was from the Harlan team, as well as on that Harlan team, Jess Feldman and also Michaela Evers. Denison came in 10th place, and Glenwood came in 15th place overall. Class 1A distance medley, Woodbine came in 3rd place, Guthrie Center came in 4th place, it was Griswold in 18th place, and Corning in 22nd place. In the 400-meter hurdles, Rebecca Topham came in 2nd place overall. She's from Griswold, as then Chailey Rath came in 3rd place of Trainer. Nisha Hall of Boyer Valley came in 19th place. Paige Peterson of Staton came in 20th. Anna Mulder of Adair Casey came in 21st place overall. In the 1A discus, coming in 9th place was Paige Volkins of Trainer. Coming in 10th place was Nicole Dubernecker of Charter Oak Ute. In 9th place from Corning, it was Mary Palmer. In 10th place, in 18th place, it was Megan Anderson of Woodbine. 21st place was Candace Howell of Griswold. And coming in 22nd place was Carrie Chorbonneau. She's from Logan Magnolia. In the 4x200-meter relays, it was AHST, their team coming in 3rd place. Trainer came in 15th place. Velisca came in 23rd place. Then in the 100-meter hurdles prelims in Class 1A, it was Chailey Rath coming in 4th place of Trainer. 5th place, it was Lacey Vogt of Audubon. And then coming in 12th place, it was Cameron Subbert of Staton coming in 12th place overall in the 100-meter hurdle prelims in Class 1A. Also in girls' results, in the 4x100-meter relays, Audubon came in 3rd place in Class 1A, 9th place it was Exira EHK, 13th place AHST, 17th place Staton, 20th place Corning. In the 4x400 relay preliminaries in Class 1A, Griswold came in 9th place, Trainer came in 14th place, Council Bluffs St. Albert was in 23rd place. And in the Class 1A high jump, as you heard, Chailey Rath came in 1st place overall from Trainer, and Kelsey Hurley came in 6th place of Fremont Mills. Let's take a look at some boys' results from the state track and field championships from yesterday. In the Class 3A long jump, Grant May of Glenwood came in 1st place overall. The Atlantic Trojan Sam Markham finished 3rd place. 17th place was Brady Duma of Glenwood. And coming in 19th place was Jeremiah Beaker of Harlan. Class 3A shot put, Tyler Hovey came in 6th place. In the 3A distance medley, the Glenwood team came in 9th place overall. In the Class 1A 400-meter hurdles, it was Quentin Cook of Trainer coming in 3rd place overall. Then of Exira EHK coming in 4th place, it was Cole Anderson. Coming in 6th place from CAM, it was Trevor McKee. And coming in 20th place, it was Kevin Herrick of Fremont Mills. Looking at the 4x200 meter relays in Class 1A, coming in 5th place it was East Mills, 6th place AHST, 10th place Griswold, 11th place Council Bluffs St. Albert, 12th place Bedford, and then 13th place was Exira EHK. In the Class 1A high jump, it was Connor Mice of Trainer coming in 2nd place overall, then coming in 9th place it was Alex Welch of Nottoway Valley. In the Class 1A 110-meter hurdle preliminaries, it was Connor Mice coming in 5th place, Josh Bryant came in 8th place of AHST, and coming in 13th place was Clayton Wilson of Fremont Mills. In the Class 1A distance medley, Council Bluffs St. Albert came in 5th place overall, 21st place went to Griswold. Looking at the 4x100 relay preliminaries in Class 1A, Logan Magnolia came in 6th place, Staton was in 12th place, AHST 17th place, Bedford 19th, Exira EHK came in 21st place. In Class 1A discus results, Bill Price of AHST came in 3rd place. And then in the 4x400 meter relay preliminaries in Class 1A, it was Council Bluffs St. Albert in 5th place. And then Trainer came in 6th place overall. Now Chris Parks has our first track and field update from Drake Stadium in Des Moines coming your way at 9:45, as he'll have some early morning results and also go into more detail about those results from yesterday at the State Track and Field Championships in Des Moines. And also taking a look at our sports news for today. Coaches and administrators at Iowa State say they're exhausted by the constant talk of conference realignment in the Big 12, as the latest rumor had Florida State looking to leave the ACC and moving to the Big 12, something Cyclone Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says was never discussed by anyone in the Big 12 conference as of yet.
I've been laughing the whole time because the Big 12 hasn't talked about it at all. So the mere fact that it's taken on a life of its own is, I think, a reflection of how our society is today. Doesn't take much of a flame for something to turn into a huge fire. Yet, within the Big 12, I think the ADs are kind of laughing about it, going, wow, where did that start? Because we haven't had one discussion about it.
Also in college football news, the Big 12 and the SEC have announced a deal that will pit their football regular season champions against each other in a bowl game for 5 years beginning in 2014. However, if either of those conference champions are ranked among the top four, they're expected to play in what's supposed to be college football's new Final Four. In that case, the Big 12 and the SEC would take their second or third place teams in that new bowl game. Well, Major League Baseball yesterday, A.J. Ellis drew a bases-loaded walk in the 9th inning, helping the L.A. Dodgers to a 6-5 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday night in the opener of a series between the NL West and Central Division leaders. As the Dodgers' Adam Kennedy had 4 hits against his former team, and James Loney drove in 2 runs for the L.A. Dodgers. St. Louis Cardinals first baseman Lance Berkman, 3-for-31 with 10 strikeouts against Dodgers left-hander Ted Lilly, was not in the Redbirds' starting lineup despite having led the NL with 22 road home runs last season. He came up with 2 outs in the 9th inning as a pinch hitter for Shane Robinson and drove an 0-1 pitch from closer Kenley Jensen into the pavilion seats in right center field at Chavez Ravine for his first home run in 41 at-bats this season, ending his longest season opening drought in his 14-year career. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball yesterday, well, the rest of the schedule yesterday was all interleague baseball games, as the White Sox beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2 in a battle of Chicago. Also, Baltimore beat Washington 2-1, Philadelphia beat Boston 6-4. It was the Yankees over the Reds 4-0, Miami beat Cleveland by a score of 3-2. It was Detroit over Pittsburgh 6-0, Toronto beat the New York Mets 14-5. Atlanta was over Tampa Bay by 5-3 score. Then it was Texas over Houston by a score of 4-1. Arizona beat Kansas City 6-4. Minnesota Twins beat Milwaukee 11-3. Seattle beat the Colorado Rockies 4-0. LA Angels over San Diego by a score of 7-2. San Francisco beat Oakland 8-6. And in NBA playoff scores last night, 2 games took place as Philadelphia beat Boston by a score of 92-83, and the LA Lakers topped Oklahoma City by a score of 99-96. That is a look at our sports news on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN Sports.